Okay, so once again, if you find a place to sit, or you can lie down if you want to, and allowing the eyes to close or the gaze to be lowered, and tuning in to this body sitting or lying here, perhaps starting by taking the attention right down to the soles of the feet, noticing what's happening when your attention gets there. Maybe some sense of tingling or warmth or coldness in the soles of the feet. Not trying to make anything happen, but simply registering what's already here in the feet. What sensations change from moment to moment, and what sensations stay the same? And if there are no sensations, just simply registering a blank. So there's no right or wrong way to feel. Whatever your experience is your experience. And expanding this quality of attending to both feet as a whole, not just the soles of the feet, but the tops, the toes, the heel. And perhaps extending to the ankle as well. So you're holding both feet center stage in your awareness. And then expanding this attention to the lower leg below the knee. So your feet and lower legs held in awareness. What sensations are here right now? And then the knees, and including the thighs as well. So focusing on both legs, what sensations are here? If you're sitting, you may notice the slight pressure of hands on your lap or on your thighs, the ground under the feet, the thighs sitting on the chair. Now maybe imagine that your legs were empty, and as you breathe in, the breath could fill up the legs all the way down to the feet on the in-breath, and then they could empty out on the out-breath. Just imagine that that were possible. And what would it feel like if your legs were empty and could fill up with breath on the in-breath and empty on the out-breath? Just playing with that experience for a few breaths. And then taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath, letting go of the legs and coming to the waist, the hips, the pelvis, the buttocks on the chair. What sensations are here? And then expanding the attention to the abdomen, the chest, and round the back, the lower back, the middle, and the upper back. And now including the shoulders as well, the hands and the arms. So the whole of the upper body held in awareness. Cradled in awareness. And extending this now to the neck and head as well. And you may notice as you breathe in and out, there are some sensations in the nose, the nostrils. So now tuning in to these sensations. So the sensations of the whole body are in the background. But in the foreground, sensations of breathing, in-breath and the out-breath. Perhaps noticing the slight coldness on the in-breath in the nose. The greater warmth of the breath as it passes out on the out-breath. Now, if you choose, you may also like to notice what's happening in the chest as you breathe. So shifting attention from the nose to the chest and seeing if there are any sensations here with the in-breath and the out-breath. Maybe a slight sense of expansion on the in-breath. And a letting go on the out-breath. See if that's true for you. And you may also want to extend this by shifting attention to the abdomen and seeing whether there are any sensations in the abdomen, in the belly, as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And choosing one place where you'd like to follow the breath for a few more minutes now, either at the nose, in the nostrils, or in the chest, or down in the abdomen, in the belly. Just settling in one of these places and just noticing the sensations that occur as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Every breath unique, slightly different. See if we can be here for it. And if the mind wanders, noticing where it went and then very gently bringing it back to the breath, escorting it back without giving yourself a hard time. Nothing's gone wrong. This is the practice. The mind goes, we notice it, we bring it back over and over and over again. And so in this way, cultivating stillness and reminding ourselves that the stillness of which we speak is not the stillness of the quiet mind, because your mind may not be quiet today. Your body may not be quiet or still. It's rather the stillness of allowing things to be as they are in this moment. And using this practice moment by moment and day by day to practice cultivating this sense of kindness to the mind and the body, of allowing things to be as they are, a sense of befriending the body and mind. And now, beginning to move your fingers and toes, and if your eyes have been closed, allowing them to open and taking in your surroundings again.